At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
What up, y'all? Welcome to the Bob Brothers Podcast. I'm Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
This podcast is just, man, we just, as men, we make this up so we can hang out for 6 hours every few weeks. Mm-hmm. All right? We're on tour.
Yes.
When you're watching this, we're on tour. So check us out. Go to KevOnStage.com or TonyBakerComedy.com. Some cities are already selling out.
Yes.
We're not adding no shows.
I ain't adding no shows, so don't ask.
We're not.
You know what I'm saying? Get your tickets fast. Don't be waiting. And then when it's sold out, you're on the outside looking in. Y'all going to add a show? No, you had your chance right now, and you didn't take it.
And stop saying it's far from your house.
Man.
Man, I was in Oklahoma City. They were like, man, this venue was 20 minutes from my house.
20 minutes is light work.
20 minutes? This is actually in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I live in Los Angeles, California.
Man.
You can drive the 20 minutes. I'm not sleeping in the bed with my wife to give you laughter. And you complaining about 20 minutes?
It take me 8 hours to get to y'all city sometimes.
Literally, we got to connect. It's like one nonstop to Tulsa.
You know what I'm saying?
On American.
You don't hear us whining.
You got to go connect through Dallas most of the time.
And then once you connect, then you get one false delay, you're done.
And you're done.
Now your booty clenched.
All right.
Sick of y'all, man. Just get the tickets.
Just get the tickets and shut the hell up, man. Or don't. But don't ask us to get. And don't come in late with the, can you give me a free ticket sold out?
No, man, hell no. Man,
hell no, man.
I'm going to look at your message and just let it sit there.
Yeah, because no response is a response.
Man.
All right. 1991. We're doing the best movie, hip hop album, gospel album, R&B album, music video, and song.
Yeah.
Let's kick it off with the movie, Tone. What you talking?
I think we're going to have the same movie.
Boys in the Hood?
Oh, no.
No?
I got Terminator 2.
Oh, okay, that was the other one.
Yeah.
See, okay, how you decide? Because you got the cultural relevance of Boys in the Hood.
Of course.
But Terminator 2 was just...
That's just
my head almost exploded as a child.
That's just one of the best.
I said the bad guy is the good guy.
And then
you got the new bad guy.
Yes.
You got Skynet, which is basically AI. They done told you. And I'm like, did y'all not watch Terminator?
It's all coming to pass.
Skynet, they going to kill us.
Yes, absolutely.
Once the AI becomes human robot, robot.
The wheels are in motion. The nuclear warheads will be launched.
Bro, they done told us back then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how are you deciding? Because you also had Silence of the Lambs, I just got to say, on the acting tip. It didn't really have action or... But
Silence
like,
of the Lambs was fantastic. It was one of the best thrillers of all time.
Great.
Hannibal Lecter?
Hannibal Lecter!
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But Terminator 2, to me, is one of the... Action is my favorite movie genre.
Okay.
So Terminator 2 is one of the best action movies ever made.
Yeah, it was great.
It holds up.
Is that the one where Sarah Connor was cocking the shotgun with one hand? Or was that one?
That's
her
two.
Arm was messed. Is that two?
Yeah.
Oh, she looks so freaking hot.
Yeah.
Sarah I was Connor, a white man. Boy for just a little bit. I was like, she's so freaking hot.
She was doing pull-ups, man. She was like, she was
Demi
ready.
Moore before Demi Moore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Demi Moore and G.I. Jane. I was like,
I love her transition from the first film to the second film. It was like two different women. But
T-1000
was fan. He was perfect in the role.
He was, and is that Gary Sinise?
No, it's Robert Patrick.
They be looking alike, though.
They do. I get it.
They look alike. I was like, Lieutenant Dan, what you doing as a robot?
Because they got like a cold like face. Robert Patrick's face was a little bit colder, though.
Than Gary Sinise?
Yeah.
Lieutenant Dan had a little warmth to him.
Yeah, he did.
He, you know, Forrest was dumb, man. Yeah. He didn't mean no harm.
Right.
But I remember watching that movie as a kid, and I was like, when they shot T-1000 and then the thing turned to the Capri Sun commercial,
the mushroom.
I said... Dog, how y'all gonna kill him?
Yeah.
Because Terminator, Arnold, He blasts, his face was off. Right. Like, there's hope.
You can get down to the skeleton. Then
you can
somehow crush the skeleton if you get into a steel mill and they got a press.
You got some things you can work with. You got magnets you can work with. Right. You got fire.
Right.
You can chainsaw.
And he was skinny. The skeleton was skinny.
Yeah.
Oh, he's skinny, man. Grab him.
Yeah, he got the red eye, though. The red eye was scary as hell.
The red eye was scary as hell, dog.
But then T-1000, when I was watching, I was like,
What are they gonna do? What you gonna do?
Because he was turning into the TLC waterfalls.
Yes.
Music video.
Easy.
And I'm like, bro, what are they gonna do?
He was the floor. Remember he was the floor?
Yeah, I remember.
That dude walked past and then the floor started rising up. I was like, oh hell no. What we doing? The floor is coming to get us? We ain't got no chance.
Man, such a great movie. But I love it. But I gotta go, Boys in the Hood.
You went black.
Nah, you know what, man? I love black
you
stuff.
You went black. That's all.
I love black stuff, man.
You saw black.
That's that 1/8
like
German in you.
Hey, man, I gotta keep it real.
You gotta keep that German be setting you up. As soon as you want to go full black, that German be like Kaiserslautern, Wiesbaden, and then you come Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Which
now,
also
Boys
is
in
a
the
great...
Hood had one more action scene. Then it'd be a different conversation.
Or Boys in the Hood had the robots in there.
Man, listen.
Imagine if you talk about emerging
the red eyes because they bloods. The red eyed Terminator skeleton. They be like, oh, the bloods is coming. Then you look in the car, it's just a red-eyed Terminator skeleton. Like, oh, man. They got the shotgun aimed at Ricky.
Man, terrifying. I'm talking about... So here's the thing that's interesting about Boys in the Hood. Again, at my Aunt Sadie's house, 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
Don't know why she's let me watch this.
Yeah.
When I tell you I was terrified of Los Angeles...
Of course.
Because to me, I'm like, this is the entire... This is my first introduction to Los Angeles.
I thought... It was all palm trees, drop tops, guns, and Jerry Curl juice. I was like, as soon as we get there, man, Jerry Curls are strong. Hey, man, they're going to pull up with the shotgun right at the airport. That's
Dope
what I expected.
Boy, you got it. Like, I'm like, you have to be like him.
Yeah.
Because the environment requires it.
Come on, man. We got a problem there.
And I remember, Tone, I watched Boys in the Hood, and I'm only 8, so I'm not understanding reality in the way I should.
Right.
Ricky died.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on Arsenio Hall.
You could
more chestnuts on there. I was like, oh my God. What?
You couldn't have
I just there. Saw him die.
And you believed
and
it.
And he came out.
Yeah.
I was like,
wait, so he's alive?
What?
Was that your first time seeing somebody murdered on
film?
Oh.
Ricky was the introduction. That's what I'm saying. Aunt Sadie was not watching.
Had never seen nobody murdered in nothing until Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood.
So that felt like a real death
to you.
I
thought he was dead.
That's crazy.
I'm like, dang. I'm little.
Yeah.
Now I feel like kids 8 would know because they introduced a little earlier.
And I was watching full porn at 7. Full porn because it was on the TV from the hotel.
Wait. What kind of hotels were you staying in?
No, it was across the street. We stayed across the street from a motel.
Oh,
so we would get that signal on our TV.
Oh.
So when you go from channel 2 to 3, we would get the adult entertainment on our TV.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So
not even blurry?
Sometimes it'd be blurry. Sometimes it'd be as clear as the Cosby Show. Just on the family channel turn. And then we just like...
You had your awakening at 7?
Yeah. I saw full sex.
That was whole. And that was pubic hair back then.
No Cinemax. Pubic hair.
Pubic hair had to
girl
be.
Girl on girl, smash.
Hairy armpit.
Hairy pits. Getting it in. I could have turned out to be a sexual deviant.
You freaked out at 7.
I was just like, man, this is crazy.
Nobody was around you?
I mean, you know, we all knew as a family, we knew, you know, it was like, oh, man, we got the, you know what I'm saying? So it was
just so funny how technology worked. Like, how you get the porn, man, with the motel?
The motel across the street, we getting the full
signal. You know, you got that. Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. Mom's is here. Come on, man.
Man, I'm trying to think of the first, my full porn. I got 2 experiences. Middle school and high school. Middle school, my homeboy. I mean, I used to get the magazine. Remember the dirty magazines?
Oh,
you have
for
the
sure.
black thing on the top at the 7-Eleven and stuff.
Yeah.
But I couldn't buy those. My homeboy had a porn. We watched it. It was weird. We watched it all together. It was all five of us.
And oh, I remember, that's what you had to do then.
I remember being like, this is I'm hard as hell in here, but we all kind of in here. I'm going to go home and deal with this later. But like in the moment, I can't really do nothing.
We yeah, like, yeah, that's how we did it. It was a group. Like, we got to watch it now together, yo.
Because I can't take it back to my house.
No, you couldn't. Hey, man, he taking the tape, man. You could not take the tape with
take
you.
The tape,
you
look man.
Like a creep. So you had to, you had to sit
location.
In there as a group and memorize, like, so you can get to it later. And at the time when I was exposed to this, I wasn't yet aware of my own sexuality and body. So I was just like, I didn't know what was happening. Because I didn't start, you know, I didn't start abusing my own body until years later.
Once I
figured out the hand, I was like, oh man, I was strung out after that. But this was like years later. This was like,
what's wrong with Tony? Strung out on dick, y'all.
Yeah, I want to say 1990s when I finally was like, hand.
1990?
Yeah, that might have been the first time. So I was
I'm tripping. You was like 14,
13. I turned 13. 13 is probably when I started.
Yeah, I started. Whatever age you are in, like, sixth grade. I like 12, 13, something like that.
I was like 13 in eighth grade.
So yeah, 12. Somewhere around there.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, I forgot how we got on the porn.
We just talking about coming through the signal.
Oh, yeah.
1990. Oh, murder. We went from murder to
That's
sex.
What it was.
That's what it is.
I saw Morris Chestnut get killed. It's a very vivid movie to me, because I'm like, because you got Furious Styles, mm-hmm. Great name.
Oh, man.
For a movie character.
He's one of my favorite movie characters.
And
of
the
all
man,
time.
The balls, yeah. And the cut.
Yep.
And then when Trey was trying to get let out,
yes.
Of the drive-by,
yeah.
Bro, it was tense.
He was like, "Doh, let me out." Yeah, because my stomach was hurting.
I'm torn. Booty cheeks clenched. We're going up the roller coaster. Because you know something finna happen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Doughboy got to go after her. Because
once Ricky died, I was like, anybody could get it now. 1,000%. I don't know who's going
to survive.
He's
supposed to go to USC.
Yeah.
He was so like, man.
I don't know who's going to survive. He wasn't paying attention, man.
Mm-mm. He's scratching lottery tickets, man. You in the alley.
Just happy-go-lucky, man.
And also, people always get on him for not zigging and zagging. Y'all got to understand, they went slow motion.
They did go slow
They cut to slow motion on the thing. He only took like three steps. Your first inclination isn't to zig or zag. He three steps into it, he got blasted.
He shouldn't have ran forward, though.
But you got to run forward to even zig or zag. You can't start off to the side.
You can go straight to the yard.
Nah, Tone. It was closed off on both sides.
So you go to the yard.
How?
He's in the alley.
Tone, you turn around, gun on you. You're going on instinct. You not
for sure.
We watching it happen. We got all the we basically internet commenters. If I would have,
but they already did it though. Remember earlier in the chase, they ran sideways.
No. I got that.
Yeah, run
but
sideways.
I'm saying
again.
he got like three steps, Tone. Four steps max. You got to get some. He's the garbage truck.
He was like, Ricky. He looked up. He dropped the stuff.
Yes. He's got one, two, blam.
Bow, they got him in the leg.
And you're done.
They got him in the leg.
Yeah.
In the first one.
Then
he tried to raise back up. He should have got hit in the leg. Rolled over to the side.
Oh, now he's just hot, a leg full of hot bullets.
He should have rolled over to the side because he's going to be harder to hit if he land on the ground.
We all watching this with hindsight being 20.
As you raise up, you a bigger target now.
Well, he got blasted.
So he took the leg shot and he should have just been like, oh, hell no. And then the gangsters
would
be like,
we're too hard on Ricky,
y'all.
I can't get a clear shot, cuz. All they're going to do is pull the car in the alley. You're on the ground, blam.
No, he's still going to move, but, you know, but they got to back up to come down the alley proper because they came up sideways.
They did come up sideways.
So they can never reverse it, cuz.
They shot
and then,
but he was already shot.
Yeah, and then you rolled through, and then, oh, he could have faked dead.
Like they're a bear?
Yeah. Like, oh, we got him, man. Pull off. Because a lot of times when killers kill you,
yeah.
They might not stick around to make sure you finished off.
You right about it. All right, let's move on.
What up, peeps? First of all, thank you for tuning in to the Ball Brothers, man. Listen, life doesn't happen bi-weekly. All right? So watch the payday. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? The money you've earned should be in your hands with Earn In, man. With Earn In, it can be in your hands. Earn In is an app that lets you access your pay as you earn it up to $150 a day with a max of $750 between paydays. Just download the Earn In app and add your info, then start accessing your pay as you work and leave an optional tip to help keep the app running for everyone. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. This would have been fire. When I was on that 9-to-5 grind, man, I would have loved Earn In, man. Yo, Earn In, man, let me hold 200. Let me hold 200 till I get that paycheck. You know what I'm saying? It would have been fire. In my Dairy Queen days, a lot of y'all don't know, you know what I'm saying? I used to work at Dairy Queen for 2 years. It would have been perfect. My car was always tripping. Something always came up. I just needed that bread, man. Sometimes, you always know, when you get 2 checks a month, one of those checks is going to get obliterated by rent. And then the other check, you might have the softer bills on the other check, but you were still just waiting. So Earn In would have been clutch back then. So download the Earn In app today, spell E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earn In app, type in the Ball Brothers Under Podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. All right, that's the Ball Brothers Under Podcast. Earn In is a financial technology company, not a bank. Access limits are based on your earnings and risk factors. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Expedited transfers available for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. Available in select states. Terms and restrictions apply. Visit earnin.com for details. Download Earn In now and take control of your pay. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
Let's go to hip hop albums. 91.
Mm-hmm.
I only got one. Naughty by Nature. OPP.
You just picked that because you heard it?
That's the one thing I remember. I didn't listen to Low End Theory. I used to sing that song while you down with OPP. Yeah, you know me. You down with OPP. You know me. Right around the chorus. The mighty, mighty Sister Act.
Man, watch out, man.
See, Leah, it always comes back to Sister Act.
Here we go again.
Come right back to Sister Act.
Man.
Tretch.
Vin. Yeah.
That's a great distance KG. In those two names.
No, Vinny. Yeah.
Tretch
and Vinny.
Vin.
Tretch is like gritty, you know what I'm saying? He got the machete, he got the chain, he got the mask on where you can't see his face.
What's your name, yo?
Vinny, man. What's up, man?
All right.
Vin Rod. No, just Vinny. Just call me Vinny, man, from around the way. I'm from Jersey.
Your name is Tretch? Yeah. Tretch, because I'm treacherous.
I'm treacherous.
You, Vinny, yeah, it was short for Vincent. Vincent, yeah. Y'all.
They used to call me Scent when I was younger. But then I just switched.
What's
just
your
went
name?
Back to Vinny.
KG. All right, man. The drop-off is
got the turntables. Go.
The drop-off is crazy from right. Tretch. Y'all should introduce yourself.
Tretch had machetes, sickles, chain, like full chain. His face is set at all. I will fuck you up. Don't you know I will fuck you up in here? Remember Bobby Brown said that to that man? Don't you know I will fuck you up in here?
Vinny, y'all.
Vin.
KG.
Honorable mention to the album.
Mm-hmm.
Apocalypse 91 by Public Enemy. Death Certificate by Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Tupacalypse Now. That's Tupac's debut album. De La Soul is dead. DJ Quick is the name. We Can't Be Stopped by the Ghetto Boys. It's niggas
Ghetto
for life.
Boy! Ghetto Bushwick Boys. Bill.
Bushwick Bill.
He got shot in the face.
He got shot in the eye. We Can't Be Stopped. Niggas for Life by N.W.A. But my favorite album... Hip hop of 91 is Low End Theory by Tribe Called Quest.
You love Tribe.
Tribe is just them first three albums.
Then you love the Tribe. No, I got no qualm with the Tribe.
Them first three albums is crazy.
Q-Tip,
Fife.
Fife Dawg.
Ali Shaheed, Muhammad, and sometimes Jarobi.
What would you classify them as like conscious rap?
No.
Like early conscious rap?
Not. They threw them in that category,
like
but
Brand
it was
Nubian. They was on the Brother.
Now Brand Nubian, they was on some like the white men are the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they was trying. They was like, you know, we was kings and queens.
Yeah.
Tribe was just always just chill. They was always just regular rap.
Yeah, they wasn't gangster rap though.
Nah, they was just chilling.
Yeah.
Benita Applebaum just talking about a fine girl I know, and it was just like, so they was like conscious, but they really wasn't kicking knowledge like that.
That's true.
Brand Nubian though, they was like, man.
Yeah. The Paul White Thrash, Abraham Lincoln.
Public Enemy, they giving you
Public Enemy.
The X-Clan and stuff like that. It was like, poor righteous teachers, we coming in with the message.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The tribe was just chills. They were like, it's conscious. Because they didn't know, you know, what to do with it. But
all right,
that's so my pick.
Okay. And I went with Naughty by Nature. All right. R&B album.
Yeah.
1991. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. I'm going to go Jodeci, Forever My Lady. Because, to me, Boyz II Men has Coolie High Harmony. That's like
they came out at the same time.
They came out at the same time.
That's crazy.
They're opposite sides of the coin.
Yeah, for
sure.
You
know what I'm saying? Boyz II Men. I like Coolie High Harmony, but like Forever, like Jodeci was like a moment.
It's like a dream.
Forever, and then Forever Shanae.
Forever Shanae.
So I'm like, you know, they came in with the boots, the open shirts.
My lady. JoJo always, you know, he always kept his shirts.
But you also got Mariah Carey. Emotions came out that same year.
That wasn't hitting. No
Ralph Tresvant.
You know what I'm saying? He had sensitivity. Keith Sweat always had something brewing. Keith Sweat, for a while, he had something brewing them there annually. Hey, I'm in the mix, guys. Keep it coming, huh? I'm going to be out here in the mix.
No!
My only thing about Jodeci, and this is my Jodeci note.
I know you're going to say it.
Henceforth.
I already know, and I can't argue with you.
Skip City.
They do be having Skip.
They be having
my
Skip.
Rafer Alston.
Man.
Skippy Peter. Ooh. You can't just press play on a Jodeci
album.
No,
you cannot.
But their highs are
the
so high.
The highs are crazy.
And at the time, I was thinking about this today because I was like, Tony gonna say they skip too much. And he done it on your stories multiple times.
Right.
I'd be like, whoo, whoo. And man, back then, you was skipping on tape. You know how bad you want to do to hold the fast forward button down?
And you hitting that stop and that play trying to get the song the fuck up out of here. And you always heard the end of the song you didn't like. You always heard, only when I laugh. And then you just waited for your song to come on. He's like, man, fuck that song.
That's why I think back in the day, like, having a cohesive album was so much more important, man, because we don't have, like, from records, vinyls to tapes.
Right.
Right? I gotta let it play.
You gotta bring it. That's why they was like 8 songs an album.
Yeah, bro, because we don't, it's some work to get out of here.
Man.
But Jodeci, but on the radio, it was at the party, like, everywhere you went, you was, and then it was in the culture with Martin, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, it was how people started dressing.
They tapped into the streets for sure.
They tapped into the streets. So like, it's
I feel like I know these cats. Forever My Lady, Stay, Come and Talk to Me. Those three
come
records.
Come and Talk to Me. I mean, come on,
crazy,
man.
Crazy work.
Three, four songs. They're going to give it
those
to you.
Those three right there.
Man.
And the Come and Talk to Me remix and the regular version. Just.
They're so good.
But I went.
Yeah.
I went with Boyz II Men, Coolie High.
Did
Harmony.
You really?
They got less skips, man. They got less skips and they just about as potent as Jodeci.
Definitely have less skips.
And so I was just like, all right, whoever got the least amount of skips. Dangerous, nah, man. Skip City.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, come on.
I know
man.
Dangerous came out. You know, Michael Jackson's
man.
That guy.
We
but
love
man,
Michael, man.
I was skipped to my Lou on that.
Tony one time did how chaotic the beats were on Dangerous.
Oh, my God.
It was big. This bounce.
Come on, man. Turn the shit off. Where's Quincy Jones at?
Was it Teddy Riley alive?
Yeah.
It was. We had a lot of stuff going.
Michael Jackson's he just in the studio like, can we add some more noise? Let's get some more noises going. It's not enough. Put that in the back and then put this in the front. Let's get some trash trucks falling off the Sears Tower in there too. Let's get some plates breaking. Yeah, let's get some eagles running into the windshield. Just a screech. Let's get, what's it sound like when you rub a key across somebody's car? Let's get that noise in there. Just let's get an alarm bell. It's the bell. And then it's Let's get some glasses breaking. Let's just get that going. And just throw that on the back end, and then I'm going to come in with the ad-libs. Like, man, come on, Michael. This is too busy. Nah, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. We need more noise.
Where's Quincy at? All right.
Ooh, Diamonds and Pearls came out that year, too. That was a good
Diamonds
album.
Diamonds and Pearls.
Diamonds and Pearls.
Gospel album, 1991.
Oh, now we
cooking. You've been cool.
Okay. I got a gospel album this
okay,
time.
Okay, what is it?
Man.
What is it?
Wait,
here.
Hold on. Let me make sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's up?
What Different Lifestyles, BB and CC Winans. That is... That album right there? Man. Addictive love?
Mm-hmm.
I found you addictive love. So much love. Man, it is everything I long for.
And everything I need.
Man, I wore that album down to the nub.
Woo! So much more, and I'll cherish the moment for life, for the rest of my life, yeah. Now I know it might sound crazy,
I'm not crazy.
I never know anything to love you like the way I do. I never noticed that I've been forever addicted, forever in love. Man.
Hold time.
That was my first crush.
Oh, CC?
CC Winans.
I get it,
man.
Her smile was dynamite,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. I know she loved the Lord. She could love me.
CC Winans.
Priscilla,
was cute.
I thought BB was her husband, man. Hated BB.
Oh, you was hating on
the
whole time.
Yeah, man, why
y'all
got similar names as husband and
wife? He was giving
them
attitude for nothing.
Yeah, I was like, man, why you got a similar name to the love of my life?
They was siblings the whole time.
Then I was
time.
Like, Benjamin.
And the real husband slid in. And
yeah.
Got it. Who's she married to?
Some church nigga, I don't know.
They've been the same guy the whole time?
Mm-mm. I actually don't know her.
I feel like these gospel singers don't be getting divorced. You know, trying to hang in there for the Lord.
CC Winans has a name probably Ron. What's his name?
Steve Wagner.
Alvin Love.
Let me see the visual.
This is Alvin Love.
I like Alvin's face, man. It looked like a good time. They've been married the whole time?
Man, look like they said they got married in 1984.
Woo!
Sheesh!
That's a good run.
40 years of marriage they celebrated last year.
You've been looking at that smile for 40 years.
CC Winans and Alvin Love, y'all.
Alvin Love.
Me.
He came in with the love. Her name is CC Love.
CC Love.
That's a good club good house name. She could have did like an alias in a different genre.
I'm going to go John P. Key, New Life Community Choir, Wash Me.
Oh, yeah, that was a good album.
Wash Me.
That was that album right there, man. Because when you talk about traditional gospel sounds, because Addictive Love, it was kind of hard to decipher the gospel. But man, that John P. Key album,
Wash Me.
Oh man,
you right, Tom.
Yeah, I was washing Jesus' feet listening to that. Montgomery Ward.
Let's move on to music videos. To me, there's only one in 1991.
It's going to be technical because I think I know where you're going, but
okay.
It might have came out in 92. So I
Michael
took it
Jackson?
Off.
Black and White?
Oh, all right. I was making sure.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. What you were talking about, Mom? What would you say? What came out in
92? We'll just save it for 92.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Black and White, yeah.
Black and White.
That was an event.
I had never seen that.
Yeah.
This?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tyra Banks?
The actors wasn't even ready for the choreography. They was like... It was just funny to see how some people just couldn't get that move together.
Oh, my God.
It's black. Wait, did I do what now? So you look that way, you turn, and then you lift up, and then but keep your head still. Yeah, Black and White, that was an event.
It did start with the kid.
Oh,
turn it off!
Yep.
Yeah.
It was Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
And the dude from Cheers.
Yes, George. Not John Goodman.
No, John Goodman wasn't in Cheer.
That's what I'm saying. Not John Goodman.
Oh, you mean
he was the guy in Toy Story, wasn't he? Was the oh no, that was the other dude in Cheers.
Yes, the mailman, the guy that played the mailman
in
Cheers.
Yeah, he's a voice actor.
He's the pig, right?
Yeah, he's the pig. Yeah. He's the pig in Toy Story.
Guys, sorry to interrupt, man, but sometimes you got to enter the room dick first. All right,
Dick First. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet, it's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like someone gave you somebody gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. Okay, listen, I tried Blue Chew. It was in New York. It was a good time. A good time was had. That's all I'm gonna say, man. All I'm gonna say, a good time was had, man. Long last, I was able to hang in there. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. New York City, Blue Chew. I was hanging in there, man. So listen, guys, this isn't about performance. This is about legacy or third legacy. Give your group chat something to talk about. You know when you lay it down, they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use the promo code BALD at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Let's get it. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
Nah, so start off with Macaulay Culkin, who was my dog.
Right.
Kevin McAllister.
He was hot. You know Michael going to get the hot kids.
He going to get... Come on, man. Come on.
You know you don't get the hot kids,
come
man.
On,
whatever man. Kids is hot, Michael was all over that, man.
Come on, man.
Now, I'm not saying there was anything nefarious, but he always worked. He's scooping up the hot kids every time. Oh, y'all hot? Man, come roll with me.
When else did he do that?
Criss Cross, Webster. Oh, yeah. Gary Cole.
All right, man. You made your case. Objection. Overruled. Sustained.
Every time it was a hot kid popping.
Come on, yeah. Leah. Come on, man.
Every time it was a hot kid popping, Michael was like, hey, you doing your thing. That's all I'm saying.
You're doing your thing, man.
Be in my music video, man.
Play the guitar. Turn it off. We're going to listen to my music, okay? Listen to this.
Boom. Ka-chushka. It took forever to get started.
He could have put the tape in all hard. Ka-chunk. Ka-chushka. Play. Everything made a lot of noise to turn it off.
It did. And then that video came on.
Took my lesson on a Saturday. This music video is 6 minutes and 23 seconds.
You said what? It is.
Is
he would have been 67 a day.
Also, I forgot they spent a lot. He was all over the world.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Africa, really the main part we're talking about is the last 2 minutes of the.
Oh yeah, that
video.
was just showing off some like special effects back then that we hadn't seen at that time.
I hadn't seen it at that time.
So that was an event.
He had everything going on in that music video.
He did.
That music video probably cost millions.
Oh yeah, for sure. That might have been the most expensive video at that time
because he was spending his own money to make
those.
He was gonna go extra mile. So yeah, okay, cool. All right, 1991 song. What you got, Tone?
All right, I got Smells Like Teen Spirit.
What I was gonna say.
Nirvana.
I was gonna say that too. Man.
That song was amazing.
One thing that I believe Apple and Spotify have robbed us of, we used to be listening to the other genres.
Yeah.
Because of the radio and like the music video shows and stuff. It was nothing to listen to Nirvana.
Right.
Or like TRL was big, or 106 in Park and all that stuff. Like, maybe not 106 in Park. That was more rap and R&B, but like TRL, it was nothing not to listen to Britney Spears.
Yeah.
But the radio, I feel like all the music was available to everybody.
Especially if you're watching the video channels, because everybody, if you're watching MTV, you're getting every genre.
It was music videos.
Yeah. They had a little rock portion. They would TV raps. Then they would have the countdown that had everybody.
Yes.
So you're getting all the hits. The build up. That video was directed by David Fincher.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I did not know that.
David Fincher.
He did House
that.
Of Cards, y'all, if you
he
didn't
did
know
House
that.
He did House of Cards. He did Zodiac.
He did Seven. He did Seven?
He did The Social Network.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
You know Brad Pitt had in his contract in Seven that they couldn't change the ending?
Oh, yeah. I think they had to fight for that ending.
Yeah, he was like, he had done a movie before, and they had sold him on the ending, and then they changed it later.
Yeah.
And he was like,
they thought this ending was going to be too much.
Yeah, and then in Seven... He was like, nah, man.
Yeah.
It needs to end like this. They was like, yeah, man. He's like, nah, put in the contract. And then they try to go back. Yeah. Be like, nah, man, we want to change it. He was like, nah, it needs to be like that.
That ending was tough.
Dog.
That ending was tough.
But it needs to end like that.
For sure.
That movie, Sunset Park, they need to end that way.
Sunset Park.
Yeah, remember Sunset Park?
Oh, yeah, they lost the game.
Not only did they lose the game, he got his shot blocked out of bounds to lose the game. He didn't just miss. It's like 3, 2, 1
Man, get that shit out of here, man. Roll the goddamn credits, man.
What?
Roll the credits.
He couldn't just miss. I'm blocking your shot out of bounds. Game.
Because real life is like that
sometimes. Yes, man. Sometimes your shot gets blocked out of bounds and the buzzer sounds.
That's it.
Get on the bus, spaceman. It's over. You don't just miss a little bit. Sometimes you get your shot blocked out of bounds. That's life.
God, dog.
Yeah, so anyway.
It smells like Teen Spirit, man.
Yeah, smells like Teen Spirit. To me, there wasn't even a song that was kind of close to that as far as, like, how big it was. And I feel like, I mean, I'm not a grunge expert, but I feel like that was the introduction of grunge.
Oh, yeah, it was a wave musically.
Yeah, just Seattle was like,
yeah,
that garbage.
Ooh.
Garage Band, Rock, Kurt Cobain, all those people after them.
That was a game changer now.
Big game changer.
Never mind with the baby in the pool. The
baby in the pool.
Yeah, man.
All right, y'all.
91.
91, that's 91, man. Michael Jackson.
I'm telling you, man. Already had the hot kids. He always working with the hot kids. Face,
all right, we'll see you guys next week for 1992. We're going to do this all the way to 2027.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.